Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has thrown out a lawsuit against the lame duck laws passed by the Wisconsin legislature last fall that limit the powers of Governor Evers and Attorney General Call. In a 4-3 decision, the conservative wing of the court held that the Republican-controlled legislature was allowed to bring themselves into special session to pass the laws. The lawsuit argued the state constitution says that a special session like this can only be called by the governor or as provided by law. There is no law in the state that describes extraordinary sessions. Justice Rebecca Bradley wrote the majority opinion. In a statement, Governor Evers called the decision disappointing but too predictable. The next suit against the laws was brought by unions who argue that they violate the Constitution separation of powers doctrine. The court is expected to hear arguments in that case in the coming months. And the state of Wisconsin has agreed to pay three former inmates at the Lincoln Hills Juvenile Prison almost $5 million in a settlement. Two young Iowa women had alleged that they were physically abused at the Copper Lake facility 3 years ago. Another former inmate has said his arm was broken by guards in 2014. The settlement runs the total of the payments for the problems at the youth prisons to more than $25 million. And a vote by the Wisconsin Assembly has advanced a bill delaying the closing of the state's youth prisons in Lincoln County by 6 months. The Senate considers the measure next. The Department of Corrections was supposed to close the facility near Irma on January 1, 2021, but the governor said that wasn't enough time. The bill would keep the prison open until July 1, 2021, but Governor Evers says meeting that deadline might also be impossible. And Wisconsin ranks 13th in the nation in child well-being, according to a new Kids Count data book by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Tramell Gomes has more.
The report shows the state ranks 13th nationwide, but says gaps still remain between children of color and their white peers. The report shows 36% of African American children in poverty, which is 4 times the rate of white kids in the state. Erica Nelson is the Kids Count Race to Equity Project Director for Kids Forward and says there has been some progress in areas such as an uptick in children attending preschool.
Improvement in child and teen death rates and teen birth rates, those are things to celebrate. However, there remain a lot of challenges when we look and disaggregate the data by race for families and children of color.
The report ranks Wisconsin 18th for the percentage of children without health insurance, noting other states implementing Medicaid expansion have far surpassed its top 5 status. On education, the state ranks 30th in fourth grade reading and proficiency, as nearly 2/3 of fourth graders don't read at grade level. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And UWSP Chancellor Bernie Patterson says funding for 2 long-awaited campus projects was left out of the proposed state budget, including one to update the fire suppression and flood warning systems in Albertson Hall, which contains critical internet infrastructure for the entire region.
Local area network passes through that building. So if you're getting your internet service through that network, and if that network goes down, you're offline.
He calls the project a public safety concern because several Portage County first responders rely on the hub to stay connected. Patterson says while big changes to the budget aren't likely at this stage, they can still happen, and he's encouraging residents to contact lawmakers. The weather forecast for this afternoon, beautiful day continues. Look for skies to remain sunny, high near 76. Clear tonight, low near 49. Saturday, slight chance of an afternoon shower, but otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 74. Then Saturday night, there's a better chance of rain, 70%, showers and thunderstorms, cloudy. Sunday, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 76. Chance of rain Sunday, 70%. And Monday, there's still a 50% chance of showers, high 76. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.